Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. This is your host, Mama Seven, and we're up. We're waking up. We're up doing devotions. And why are we up so early? Okay, I got an answer for that too. We're up early because we're in prayer mode. We're up early because we're making prayers. We're eating. We are getting our day situated. We're doing all these wonderful, positive things because we're in the middle of devotions, okay? We have collaborated with the rest of the world. There are so many people that are not necessarily practicing Muslims, but they're practicing this ritual called Ramadan. They're practicing the ritual of intentionally fasting for the sake of God. We're fasting because we've been instructed to. We're really applying ourselves in a spiritual way. We're putting that pressure on, and we're going to keep it on. Today's day four for us. So, you know, I want you to understand how you are part of a positive wave of you're part of a wave of positivity. You know, we are here to create miracles and understandings. We're here, well, I know I am here, let me speak for me, out of gratitude for the miracles I've already received. So this is, like I've said, this is my gratitude fast. I am thankful. I am, you know, and I try to stay thankful. I do. And you know, I am the silver lining queen. I can always find something to be thankful for. But in my opinion, God has been showing up and showing out, and I have been reaping benefits. I didn't even know were there. I didn't even know were real, you know. And so I am extra excited about all of this new energy. You know, Spirit said this was the year. And I'm like, okay, that's wonderful. And then see it coming through March, man, I have to wait patiently. And I want everybody to look up what the word patient means, because I promise you I was doing it wrong for the first half of my life. So, you know, once you learn the true definition of patience, you realize it's not anywhere near as easy as, you know, we didn't think it was easy before. But for me to be receiving my miracles in March, I feel so wonderful. So the rest of the year is a gratitude year for me. And I know there's more to come, but I'm sitting here like, wow, this has just been so blessed. I haven't felt this good probably since 2019. And it's because it's time. You know, we have to endure. There comes a point where you may have to, you know, me and my mother were speaking yesterday. She was like, sometimes you got to sit and let God do what God has to do. And I completely agreed with her. It's not easy. It's not easy having to be still and possibly even quiet because God has asked you to. But the reward on the back end, oh, you got it. You'll be okay. You'll be able to do the things that you want to do. And or you will see, this is always my thing, you will see that the things possibly that you wanted to do weren't things that you should have done in the first place. So God slowing you down a second could have been to help you. It's always helpful to me. So, yeah, and then there's that. And then there's that. So, yeah, I'm so blessed to be here. Today, oh, journaling. So as I'm up, I'm working in my prayers, and I'm working on today's meditation topic, letting go to heal. That is like, you know, I took a deep breath after even saying it. That is so major. And this is something that you have to do in your life, period. Spend the time and energy almost routinely to sit back and say, what am I actively going to work on healing today? Because I promise you, in this world, we take lumps and bumps. There's lots of lumps and bumps. And God did not create our road bumpy. A lot of times we've added those bumps or the path we chose to take to do God's work was bumpy. Or you know, sometimes we've inherited some of these lumps and bumps. No matter where they came from, if they're in your possession, they are your responsibility to heal. So, you know, because I counsel and I work with a lot of different people in a lot of different capacities, you know, people would love to blame, oh, I'm going to blame my mom, I'm going to blame my dad, I'm going to blame my ex-husband, I'm going to blame a crazy baby mama. We have a whole list of people of who is their fault, not our fault. And at the end of the day, like I said, if it's in your possession, you got to deal with it. It doesn't even matter where the hurt or the trauma came from. Begin the healing process. And if you look at the book, it's a wonderful chapter, a wonderful small little chapter on understanding why it's a little difficult. We know why it's difficult. We get it. But what I need you to focus on is the benefits. Whew, the benefits. The benefits outweigh the issue, I promise you, every single time. And whenever I do this exercise, and like I say, I do it routinely. I don't have to have gone through something to realize that I may need a second. I may need some help. I might need some patience. I might need to catch up on my journaling. I might need to catch up on some sleep, some rest. There's all kind of healing. There's physical healing, spiritual healing, emotional healing, lots of healing. Find out what you need to work on, and let's start that process. And I can tell you, a lot of times, especially if you're dealing with some trauma that's more than a year old, you might need some help, and that is okay. Whether you get help with a counselor, a guide, whether you attend, you know, spiritual retreats, spiritual work, whether you dive deep in your being, whatever you do, do it. And don't be ashamed to ask for help. We need help. God has set us up to need help, you know, because if we could be an island unto ourselves, we would, until you look under the water and you realize how deep and how much that island had to push through to get there. No, you don't want that. Come closer. Come get some assistance. Come have some help in this journey, right? So also, great thing. I finally got the Fast Buddies out. Yay! We have our group right now. We're sitting at 30. That's a really good number. 30 people that have said, hey, nope, I'm going to fast. I'm looking for this miracle in my life. I'm looking for this positivity in my life. I'm ready. I'm going to do the fast. And I am ever so honored every single time because that helps me. I've always fasted. You know, maybe I would do partial fast with my mother, maybe about 12. And I was so excited about that because I was like, wow, this is what the adults do. You know, so in our household, it was an honor to fast because that meant you were moving into the adult realm. Yay, right? And so when I, you know, as I turned over into my adult years, and I was fasting with my mother. We were together. It was a little easier. But when I went away to college and when I was by myself, I was like, I need some help. And I would, I had sorority sisters that would help me. They would take turns fasting on certain days to help me. You know, they would call me and check on me. You know, of course, me and my mother stayed in contact. But, you know, cell phones, we didn't have cell phones back then, dinosaur age. And so, but we would still stay in contact. And I've always have had help in the middle of this fast. And I've been doing this for decades, still need help. Still need reminding how important it is. Still need reminding the benefits that we get to experience when we do this, right? So this is us. This is what I do. This is how I have always done it. I've always done it with help. So now it's only natural as I have this spiritual base, as we are working on creating a wonderful approach in so many areas. So we say a wonderful approach is a spiritual organization, but I promise you, once that spirit gets right, you know, the emotions get right, the physical gets right, everything gets right. So we start off in the spirit because that's the core, but it resonates in every aspect of our life, right? So there's only it was only natural for this devotion to arise, only natural. We're working on our spirit. Well, let's dig deeper. I know I personally use this time to recenter myself. You know, getting caught up in work and this relationship, that relationship, the kids need this. You know, there's so much that can distract you from your spiritual responsibilities. No, this is a time where we're going to say, and don't switch the time. This time is so not convenient, family. I just want you to know, Ramadan does not mean convenient. You know, and fasting is never comfortable. You know, I talked to one angel yesterday. They're like, yeah, they're giving away free cupcakes at my job. And I'm sitting here laughing with them because I know that is a part of the devotions. They're going to give away free food right here. There'll be lots of corporate lunches right here. You know, there'll be don't forget about the party for nothingness. You know, it's like, yeah, I know, I bet. So, you know, don't think that changing no, it's not for us to make it convenient for our lives. It's for us to stop our life and to focus on God. So, you know, Mama 7 did not pick this time. This time is spiritually ordained for this. And the reason why we know this is because not just Muslims are doing this. Lots of people are doing this. Lots of people are recognizing the need to recenter themselves into God. Just like the book says, they're aligning themselves with God. So we can go and make a mountain. We'll make a stand. This is my stand. I'm working right here. And I want the world to work with me right here. But if God's like, we're over here, don't stand right there. Pack your stuff up and go where God is. So, no, this is not a convenient time of year. Not at all. And, you know, it's not ever going to be convenient at work because they'll start throwing out food. Trust me, this will be the high overtime time where you got to work all day and night. And you're like, when am I going to fast? There are going to be 1,001 projects. March has always been my busiest month of the year nonstop, period. It starts in Tampa and it usually ends in the mountains. And I am always busy. I am always doing this at this time. And to stick a 30-day devotional in the middle of it, especially the way I do it, is really, really less than convenient. But it's like, whose convenience are we going to be working on? Yours or God's? So when I say this is a great time to be doing this, I'm not talking about with your schedule. Your schedule's probably crazy. Like, my schedule is crazy. But that's part of the submittance to God. That's part of us saying, hey, I don't really care what's going on in my life because I'm paying attention to God. I'm really allowing God to dictate my life right now. And I'm not going to be, oh, this is better or this is convenient. No. I'm going to do it the way God said do it. Not the way my feelings or emotions or possibly even ego does it, you know? So when we're doing this work, understand it is not convenient. You might be on the right path. You might be on the right path. You might be doing the right work. If you find yourself hungry and questioning reality, you might be on the right path. When you find yourself, you know, frustrated and not knowing what or how to handle a situation, you might be on the right path because all of these things are going to be blazing, especially during the beginning part of this fast. To me, the beginning and the very end get tricky because when you get to the end, you're like, look, I'm just tired at this point. So we have to remember to keep our energy high, right? So today, you know, when you get finished with your letting go to heal exercise, what I want you to do is to spend some time, if you can, thinking about the why. You know, like I told you, for me, I know my why. You know, in the past, the why has been, you know, I've had medical emergencies, like stop what you're doing, you know, emergency. And so in the past, my why after obedience to God was, you know, I'm looking for some health benefits. I've had whys in the past where it's like, you know, I'm looking for some peace in my relationship. And so I'll have little things that I'll ask, you know, just after my obedience, things I'm looking for. This is the first year I'm not looking for anything. This is the first year where I can see God's already given me everything I want. And this is my first year in 53 years. I'm 53. This is the first year I can sit here and say, I have what I need and I have what I want. And I'm just in a mode of gratitude. So after you spend that time thinking about, hey, you know, I'm doing this out of obedience to God, but what else is there for you? What else are you looking for? Physical healing? Emotional healing? Are you looking for clarity? Are you wanting / needing that new job? What are you looking for? What do you need? What can help you sit here and say, God, you know, I need this. I feel like I need this in my life. You know, I'm willing to make sacrifice. I'm willing to do this. I'm willing to do that. You know, can you assist me in obtaining this? This is the time for this. This is an appropriate time. So when you have those needs, now is the time for the need. Now is the time to put this in place, okay? Also, I want to remind everybody, we have our weekly community service, right? This is when we reach out to others in one form or fashion to be of help to others. You know, my grandmother, sweetest woman I know, my grandmother was all of my life, all my mother's life, she was in a wheelchair. And she so did not let that define her. And nowadays, now they have, like, Special Olympics. They got ramps everywhere. But back in those days, you know, two generations ago, they didn't have all the accessibility, the specialized wheelchairs. They didn't have those things. she was one of the, you know, pioneers in creating understandings for special needs, for ramps, for all of these things. She was one of those pioneers, right? And she used to always tell me, those that have, do. If you have, you share. And I'm like, and I used to, you know, I got two little sisters, and I'm like, why I gotta share? why do I have to share? You know, because you have. And I'm like, well, if I keep sharing, I won't have. And she's like, no, I promise you, try it. And she's correct. And, you know, as an adult, I was like, you know, for a woman, if you look on the outside, who does not have much, she shared everything. She was a beacon in her community. She didn't have to do this, but she believed in sharing. And she, and when I say shared, she shared so well that you wouldn't even realize you were being shared with. You know what I'm saying? She would share with you to the point it wasn't like, here, you don't have, I'm going to give to you. No, no. You just sit that back and realize, you know, she give you a piece of the sandwich. She eats a piece. She give you a piece. And in a minute, it's like, you shared your sandwich with me. And, you know, that it was so easy and gentle. She never made you feel like she was giving or sharing. She never had to take this dominant, I'm over you type of role in her sharing. And I saw her sharing all the time. And then, of course, turn around, I saw her children, my mother, my aunt, my uncle, sharing easily. This is how we have to do our community service. We have to be able to be in a place where we're just sharing, just giving, not needing any recognition, not needing any, you know, anything. We're just doing it because we can, because we have. And if you don't have, like, let's say, like, one of the places, you know, I have a couple of places I donate to each month. One of the places is a Husky Halfway House. And they, I don't know if you see the videos or not. There's a lot of Huskies. I love Huskies, although I don't have one. I'm not a dog person. My cat is sitting quietly right here beside me. She's under the blanket. This is Miss Karen, and we're doing this, right? And so these Huskies are loud and hilarious to me, but because they are so loud and a little destructive, a lot of people get them and then they give them back. So they need adoption. So this halfway house is one of the places I donate to. And so donate. If your schedule got you up against the wall, donate. And that's just one of my fun ones. I have other places I donate that are not fun. They're not cute dogs rolling around. They're humans that are hungry. You know, they are volunteering. They're vets that need our help desperately, desperately. There are children in you know, Mama Khadija works with Haiti, We Hear You. And as every month, you know, so we have a big fundraiser, a wonderful approach is always a part of, a big fundraiser in November. But every single month, funds go out to Haiti. And our funds, our little bit of funds, when collected together, make a bigger fund. And they could go to Haiti and they help people stay alive. And so always understand that what we do, and it may seem very small when we do it, can be put together and become stronger and become something of a force to help people. But I just wanted to remind you, as I'm wrapping up, I want to remind you that weekly community service is, this is Ramadan, this is what we do. You know, all those swear jars, because I'm here, I'm hearing our swear jars are filling up. Yeah, we're going to use that to eat off of when we go to the water in April 27th. So, you know, don't save up those swear jars because that's going to be our nibbles when we go to the water and when we have dinner that night. And we're going to have more details on that. But, you know, family, take those funds, take all the positives from this month and make them mean something. So my, not daily, but every other day, I like to get a little chicken biscuit or an egg and cheese biscuit, and I'm not going to be able to do that this month. Those funds are going into my water trip. You know, those funds I'm going to spend doing some things. You know, this is the work that we do. I just want you to be intentional with it this month. What I find is that a lot of you are already doing this on a regular basis. Let's just do it intentionally, okay? All right, family, I want you to have a wonderful day. Today is, we're fasting, and it's Wednesday, which means we need to be on our P's and Q's when it comes to our energy, but we're giving time to how we're using our mouth, how we're using just ourselves. Be aware of the energy that you're putting out, especially today. Be aware of the energy that you're accepting in. All energy is not good energy. So, you know, during this month, if you have to pull back from people, don't hesitate. Pull back. Know that, you know, hey, I'm going to leave you alone while you work on whatever you got to work on, okay? All right, so we'll speak more soon. Have a great day, and reach out to your fast buddies. All right, peace.